Matter of fact, I learned all about it. I did a show for the Epilepsy Foundation last week. Had them rolling in the aisles. Can you be all right? You'll be all right. You're in good hands.
All right, Grease.
Yes, sir.
Could you do me a favor?
Yeah.
I want you to call over to Walter Reed Army Medical Center.
Hey, you just say thanks to everybody that helped you. You do it right now over the air, okay? I don't have time to call over.
No, but you see, she wanted to hear her name on the air, and I've been calling since 6:30.
Well, you made it. Say the name.
Her name is Rebecca Williams.
Rebecca, you did a heck of a job. This guy's back on top of his game. Bravo Lingus, buddy. But I got to scoot, because look who's coming down the road! Look at him. Wearing those skin-tight leotards. Revealing powerful quads. Tempting glutes. Yeah. And look at him, with his arm resting lightly on the left leg of his young chicken assistant, Robin. He's a man that keeps the Bombays of America safe. He's the most outrageous crime fighter ever known. It's Fudge Man. 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 Holy hydraulics, Fudge Man. What are we doing down here in Little Italy? The seedy side of New York. I'm scared, Fudge Man.
That's all right, Robin. I'll protect you here. Let me hold you close. My God, I love that cologne.
Remember, you gave it to me for Christmas.
That's right, Robin. There'll be time for that later.
Now, Fudge Man, I want you now.
Don't tempt me, Robin. Don't tempt me. We're down here in Little Italy because there's been an outbreak of untoward behavior, even among the gangsters. Ever since John Gotti went to the big house, the rest of the guys have gone nuts, nuts, nuts.
Cuddling cooters, Fudge Man. Watch out.
Well, it all started when Barry Face Nelson began snarling. He enlisted the aid of the most notorious aging gangstress, Ma Boinker. And together with Ballsy Moran, they started an uneasy alliance. But then came Al Capone, Billy the Cad, and then John Diddlinger.
You mean even the crime syndicate is laden with alternate lifestyles and...
That's right, Robin. God, let me hold you. Let me feel your trembling little body against my powerfully built one.
God. Fudge Man, I feel so safe.
There's work to be done. Time enough for earlobe nibbling lady. Right now, we've got to get on the case. Just follow the trail.
I didn't know you could track people in New York City.
Well, supposedly the FBI has even gotten into this. Just look for splotches. We're on the trail of Elliot Mess. Will Fudge Man and Throbin follow the seepage left by Elliot Mess? Will they find their way to Ma Boinker and Barry Face Nelson? Or will John Diddlinger and Al Capone get between them all? Or will Fudge Man and Throbin just say for the hell with it and check into a hotel? Who knows? Tune in again for another thrilling episode of Fudge Man. 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 Fudge Man.
Grease Man.